All right, guys, welcome back to the Shift Points Podcast here. I'm Jake Freeman, and this is Randy Edmonds, the race director for the Southeast Gassers Association. We're coming off of last weekend. You guys were down in Brainerd Motorsports Park with the Rumble and Ringgold.
Rumble and Ringgold,
yes. How'd it go, Randy?
Oh, it went well. Harbin's Mechanical was our sponsor. We had weather look bad. I mean, it looked good for a couple of weeks out, and then it started looking worse and worse. And then on Friday, it was just rain out.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do anything on Friday. But Steven and Amy got it together where we did have some cars come in test on Thursday night.
They had
a few pro mods that rented the track earlier in the week.
Okay.
And then they were there on Thursday also. So we had 11 cars, I think.
Okay.
That came in and tested on Thursday evening. It was good. The track was good. Had some pretty good passes on Thursday evening.
Mm-hmm.
But then we didn't get to do anything on Friday.
Just complete washout.
Yeah. And it rained about all night long. I was parked under some trees, and I could hear it on the top of the motorhome about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. It started slowing down, and
okay.
You could hear the bigger drops dropping off the tree get lighter and lighter. And then by daylight, you know, it was pretty much gone. It was a little mist and stuff.
Right.
But as it went on, you know, it turned out by race time, they were out there at daylight.
Yeah. I thought you guys did a great job of, like, keeping everyone informed on that, too.
Yeah.
Being like, hey, we know it's raining, but it's looking good. Mm-hmm. You know, we're working on it. We're getting there. And you know, I think that paid off.
They had sweepers and vacuums and everything out on the track right at daylight.
Right.
And they were going through the pits, hitting the mud holes or the puddles. I was going to say mud holes, but puddles and everything. But the parking area was so wet that they ended up parking people down the street.
Really?
And busing them in.
Dang.
But we had a good crowd, somewhere around 2,000 and around that number. Which was very good for, you know, I mean, people's going to stay away. You know, it's got to drive several hours.
Of course,
and
yeah.
Stuff. So we were glad for the amount of spectators we got and appreciate them. But it was good. The track was good all day.
Gotcha.
So it worked out well. Parking was a little tight because of some of the rain and everything
right.
And stuff. You know,
makes
so,
sense.
For us. You know, but it all went well.
Good.
Went
so well. How many cars ended up showing up?
67,
okay.
I think. 67, somewhere in that area.
Gotcha.
You know, so several backed out right at, you know, I mean, at the very last, you know, they thought they weren't coming. But we had some come in, you know. Gabe, we found out Gabe was coming at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that was real good. And but it turned out to be a really good race. We did have one incident. Josh Pruitt spun out.
Yeah.
And crashed his car a little bit. Was able to get it back out, though. We had one oil down. Jared Perdue blew through the headers, and it just oiled the whole track. So we were down for like an hour and a half for that.
Yeah.
But if you take all the downtime out of it, you know, as far as the oil down and the wreck and everything, we were about right on schedule, you know. I mean, as far as the racing itself went.
Right, gotcha.
You know, so.
I hadn't really thought about it till you say it right now. Like, to be as many cars as you guys have and stuff, and knock on wood, I'll say it like that, knock on wood, you just don't see a lot of you guys having crashes and kind of, I mean, there's a lot of, like, driving. You guys are really,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They're all driving the wheels off of it, but, and that's why they, you know, that's why you don't see these incidents as much of you guys, like you would see in other series, I think.
There was a lot of that. We had Ted McKee scrape the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Haynes drove the wheels off of his car one time. Gabe broke a ladder bar on his car.
He got way up on two wheels there at one point in the video that I saw.
Yeah. And then Rob Walden, he got out of shape on the big end down there, and he was up on three wheels at one time. It was scary,
yeah.
You know, to see him going that fast and be that out of shape down there,
right.
You know. So he did some things to his car to make it better, got a little more horsepower out of it, and from what I understand, he's going to add a little weight to it and drop back to B gas after that deal.
Oh, right? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a great car. 33 Willys. I mean, you know, 33 Willys, Anglias, 41 Willys. I mean, you know, they're the epitome of gas racing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's, you know, Gabe's car, 31 Model A, you know, I mean, it's just those cars just are what people want to see, you know what I mean? And we want to see them out there. You know, we've got a few Anglias. We got Anglia coming to H Gas this next race. Larry Noel says he's going to be there. We'll see.
Okay.
I've heard that before. But you got Gerard Melodantry coming out of New York with the old white trash car. It's the Assassin, Northeast Assassin or something now.
Okay.
Really fast, big ass car.
I didn't realize that was the same car.
Yeah, that's the old white trash car. And then there's another HGS Anglia coming.
Okay.
Quain's Anglia ran good this weekend.
Yeah, I was curious about that. I wanted to ask you. I know you talked to Quain this weekend. Yeah. Quain's down there and everything. What was he like? Was he excited to just be a racer finally?
I tell you what, Quain was relaxed. Quain was a racer.
Yeah.
There was a strategy. You know, he told me that this is the first time I've ever come to Southeast Gaster race coming to win.
Right. Yeah.
Coming to race. And the car went straight.
Yeah.
And it ran the fastest it's ever ran.
Really? Okay.
And he's looking for big things at Shadyside out of the car.
Yeah.
They did some things to the engine, got a little more out of it. Fulton been working on it. It's a 385. It's an engine that Kenneth had in the Frequent Fly, or not the Frequent, the Silver Streak 2.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
At one time. So it's a strong engine.
Yeah.
But they did find a little something, and I thought it sounded different. He did well. The car went straight. It went as straight as it's ever gone.
That's
that
great.
I saw it. So it.
It's amazing how much you can pick up just being able to focus on something just a little bit more, you know.
well, there's a lot of experience there.
Absolutely, yeah.
And two, you know, I'll go ahead and touch on this a little bit. He's going to be driving a Pro Mod.
I saw that.
In April down in at Rocket City in Alabama.
57 Chevy, right?
57 yep. Chevy. That's one of the Pro Mods that was there this weekend.
Or
last week. It's a really nice car.
Just the pictures I saw, it looks radical.
It is. It's a nice car. It is. Met those guys. They're really nice guys. They actually ended up staying over to watch us race.
Oh, really?
And from what I understand, they've bought a car and they're going to be at Shadyside.
If this is your first time talking, the Southeast Gaster bug, when it bites hard, man. There's so many stories. If you go to plug our videos just a little, there's a couple of videos where we interviewed some of the drivers last year at some of the events, and almost every one of them goes, I went to one event and I had to do this. Mm-hmm. And these are all drivers, and they're all doing this, and the addiction is real with Southeast Gas.
We had a couple of new drivers this past race, Ray Blue and A-Gas, super nice, Bad Alibi 55 Ford,
okay,
55 or 56, and then Alan Lovelady, he had bought Michael Oden's Camaro, mm-hmm, running super stock. I'll go ahead and mention Alan. Alan come out and won his first round.
That's awesome.
First round down the track, won his first round. So that's, you know.
You can't beat that.
No. He was happy. But, and then we've got a couple of new drivers coming into this race.
Okay.
So looking forward to all of that.
So let's dig into it. So let's talk about the classes like we usually do, if you want to.
No, it sounds good. Going into H-Gas first, we didn't have but a few H-Gas cars. Robert Frazier, I think he ran his fastest time ever. In H-Gas, the little Barracuda's, it's bad.
It is.
You know, as we spoke last time, you know, I mean, he's renamed it to Midnight Rambler. Mm-hmm. We talked about that and stuff. But he did well. There's going to be a few more, I think, at Shadyside H-Gas cars. Looking forward to that. The list just was sent out. The email was sent out on Saturday. And immediately they was like, 60 cars on it by Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Talked to Rocky earlier today. They're 70 plus.
Okay.
Already on it. And, awesome. You know, and that's just a couple days out.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all looking good on that. Rocky Platt, AFX. We didn't have but three cars in AFX. Rocky was the last one standing, is what he told me earlier today.
Sometimes that's what counts. That's what matters.
But also, Todd Wimberly made a pass in Dixie Twister. This Dixie Twister is a pretty fast car in AFX. But and then going into Super Stock, we had a small field in Super Stock. It was a couple of cars that said they were going to be there, then didn't. But Jerry Dean, the record holder, went out, and he was number one qualifier. He ended up winning the race. Randy Kiefer, runner-up. And I mentioned Alan Lovelady. He's the new driver and won his first round, you know, that he went down the track. So we've got a few more Super Stocks. We've got Kim Haynes is coming into Super Stock with the 64 Galaxy. Bad
okay.
Apple.
Yep.
Bad Apple. I noticed that he's on the list. I just glanced at it before I left the house.
Right.
So he's going to be there. Cool. It's good to see him. That's the old Rob Poteet car.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And well, he's local. You know, Rob lives here.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. And that's
this
area. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Works at Ingles.
Oh, okay.
And drives
gotcha.
A truck for Ingles. Yeah. So going into Seagas, Josh Pruitt, record holder there. He's number one qualifier. He ended up going on to win the race, and Brad Wimberly was runner-up. He spun out, hit the wall after he passed the start-finish line. Was able to fix the car and come back.
Okay.
A little bit of controversy on what all went on there and everything, but got it all worked out, I think, and everything's going to be good on that. It's good to see Scott Wallace back. Scott Wallace out of Wisconsin. In the Pontiac.
Okay.
It's glad, good to see him and his family there. But these records have, they're just back and forth, back and forth. You know, in Seagas, you got Tim Hall, that's super fast, you know, champion.
Mm-hmm.
You got Josh Pruitt going into this race, was a record holder.
Yeah.
Won it at Shadyside. Stud Muffin, Ricky Jones, wasn't there this weekend, but that car's been all over the record.
Right.
Then you got Todd Oden, previous record holder, and he goes out, takes the record back.
Right.
You know, he goes back and takes the record back on this race in the first round. So the records in Seagas are just jumping around like crazy.
So what is it right now?
599
okay.
with a it's 599 with a 3, I think.
Okay, gotcha.
I may be wrong on the last digit there. We had Alfred Adams in the Dammit Bob car going rounds this weekend.
Yeah.
Good to see Bob. Something happened. He lost oil pressure. Thought he'd lost oil pressure, but come find out it was just something to do with the gauge or something like that. So he pulled out. Didn't want to hurt his engine. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Had Arthur Russell going rounds on Pink Panther this weekend.
Right.
There's some issues there with height on him. But good to see those guys going rounds. You know, we had guys going rounds that don't normally go rounds that far in. Brad Wimberly has went rounds before, but he went all the way to the finals this
That's
race.
Right, yeah.
You know, so it was good to see him.
Big games
up there.
In the off season. That's good to see.
And that's two forwards. That's
right.
You know, that's two forwards in the finals.
Yeah.
You know, for Seagas. So and one carbureted, one fuel injected.
Gotcha. Okay.
So.
That pretty much speaks to the diversity of the class, right?
I mean, it does.
You know, that does. you can make it work with all these different combinations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure enough. Going into B Gas, Kobe Welch, as we've talked about, I talked about him last time we were here about how, you know, when Kobe comes, he's a threat.
Yep.
You know, so Kobe was number one qualifier, ended up winning the race. We had Mike Blackwell in the Thunderbird making rounds, Thunderstruck.
Yep.
He went all the way to the finals. Good to see him up there, and good to see the Blackwell family, all of them there. You know, Todd, I think Todd went out the first or second round in A-Gas. But anyway, you know, I mean, it's good to see them there and making rounds
right.
and stuff there. But Kevin Burt, always fast, always, you know, he was right there making rounds again this weekend. Something a little different that we had going on in Big S this weekend. You don't normally see big blocks in there. Rick Barner come out with the Dirtman 55 with a big block in it, made rounds. You know, I mean, had some pretty impressive times. You know, we haven't seen a big block in there, but he came out and made some rounds. I think his car was one of the first cars for them to do a complete check from one end to the other.
Okay.
And found a few things. They were able to work on it, get things fixed. And I'm not sure whether he got the certification sticker or not.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get into that a little more
as
we go on here into what the tech guys did on all that and everything. But Charlie Lee making rounds again this weekend in the Mustang. He looked good out there. But Art Copeland, that crashed the Studebaker at Wilkesboro last year. This was his first race back in the Barracuda, called Ain't Done Yet.
Yeah, clearly.
But it's good to see Art out there, and I'm sure they'll get better as they go. You know, he's focused and wanting to do good. So that all went well with them, I think. You know, they for the first race out.
Yeah.
And stuff. Car looks great.
Yeah.
It's a really good-looking car.
So it sounds so far like most of the people, you know, there wasn't a bunch of breakage or anything like that this weekend for a lot of people, which is great to see. If they'd worked and done some stuff in the off season, that this stuff seems to be working pretty good.
Yeah, we did have some things, you know, like that, but not like you would think.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you've ever been to one of these things, it is amazing that what these cars take.
It really is.
And that's probably the biggest thing to me the first time I was ever down on the line is how violent these cars leave.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's
the sound, the sight, everything.
Yeah,
it's just,
I mean, you think about how in the world did that U-joint handle that? You know, I mean, how is the drive shaft, you know, I mean, just, and it's amazing what these cars
go through the driveline, each piece, and then say, well, it's amazing it can handle it.
I mean, it's not cheap.
Nope, nothing is.
Not
that
cheap
is the
from the radiator to the back bumper. There's nothing cheap in there that lasts.
Yeah, I think Dad always said if you wanted to become a millionaire in racing, to start as a billionaire.
Yeah,
you know, that's the best way to do it.
But it's not cheap to do this stuff, you know, and do it right for sure. You know, but there's a lot of guys that are smart and they know how to, you know, salvage for parts, that, you know, use parts and stuff that's good parts.
Right.
And they save money doing that. And it's the only way they're able to do this.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not that everybody out there's got a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
You know, but.
Yeah, some just want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's racing right there. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the if there's one thread that goes through every type of racing, it's that.
Yeah.
Is the guys who want it, they're going to be there, you know?
That's it. For sure. It's like in B-Gas, you know, I mean, Tim being our champion last year, he had some issues. I think it's carburetor issues.
Okay.
That took him out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's... You know, that's an opening for someone. You know, Josh is running for championship this year. He was able to capitalize on some things and go on to win. You know, you had Ted McKee, champion last year. He had some issues, so he went out earlier. Colby was able to step up. Daniel Haynes went out earlier, so that was the second place man last year. He was number two qualifier this race also. So, you know, I mean, that opens the door for some of these guys. I mean, they're in catch-up mode now.
Right, yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, and you know, you look at it and you think, well, it's first race. Yeah. And every point counts.
Oh, yes.
I mean, every single one of them does. It don't matter if it's the first race or the very last one. You got to be going rounds.
So you go into A-Gas and first round of qualifying. Off the trailer, supposedly not touched the car from what the word is. Gabe goes out there and goes way under the record.
Yeah.
You know, first round of qualifying. Then he has some problems, second round qualifying. Then he breaks a ladder bar, first round. So there's the other champion in A-Gas.
Yeah,
early. He's out. But, you know, I mean, the rumor is that he's not going to run all of them anyway.
Right.
You know, but... You know, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows about that? But anyway, there's the other champion that's, you know, opened the door for someone else.
Right.
You know? So then Leslie's number one qualifier. He ends up getting the record. Ran faster, way faster than the record, but never could back that one up. So
gotcha.
He got the record by just a little bit.
Okay.
He didn't run as fast as Gabe did on the record that he got.
Mm-hmm.
But he's he did.
But there's
he
a pretty good chance we're going to see that record beat this year. It's looking like.
It's very possible. I mean, you know, you still got Todd out there. You got Gabe. You know, Gabe will be at the next race, I'm sure. I'm sure he'll be at Shadyside. So the record, we know what Gabe can do. We know what Leslie can do. We know what Todd can do. Then you got the Joker.
Yeah.
He's got his new engine.
Yep. I saw them out there testing that. It's,
mm-hmm.
You
got
it's
Greg
be
with
good.
His new engine. And the car went pretty straight this past race.
Good.
So, you know, they're going to be a threat.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't have
I know in the off season, I don't know if we talked about it or not, I saw on social media Leslie and Brian Harris went up there with Greg for a few days or something
they
to work
did.
With him
they
on
did.
Looking at the car and stuff.
They found a couple of things that he's corrected now.
Great.
But, you know, I mean, I guess it's tough. You got Kenneth Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Kenneth goes out and he wins the race this weekend without the fact when, you know, he wasn't the fastest car.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's way off of what I say way off. But I mean, in our standards, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he is quite a bit off with the small block, you know, running against Leslie and Gabe and these other guys. You know,
right.
I mean, he's a tenth or so off, you know, but he goes out and wins the race.
And that's what matters.
I mean, it was very close.
He took the trophy home.
Yeah, it was very close. Good to see Kenneth win. Good thing, you know. Kenneth all smiles all the time, no matter whether he's winning or losing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good to see Kenneth win. Good to see a small block win.
Yeah.
You know. But he's got a big block. I don't know what he'll show up with at Shadyside. But, you know, I mean, you know, Kenneth's always a threat. Car goes straight. And the car went really straight this weekend.
Right.
Looked good. Looked really good this past weekend. And then you got, like I say, Todd. You got Ben Christopher. You got Joker. You know, Ben Christopher, I think he should have his new engine by this next race.
Okay.
Barry Lynn's got a new engine. He's going to be running better. Chase Howard. I talked to Chase earlier today. He had some issues, so they're working on it. So we'll see how that comes. But Chase is. And he's made some fast passes in A-Gas, too. You know, he's a winner in A-Gas,
right,
also.
Right.
You know, so, you know, what Quain's hungry.
He wants it.
You know, Quain's hungry. He's thrown a number out to me that what he thinks he's going to run at Shadyside. And if he does, he'll be right there.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. You know, A-Gas is tough.
Yeah.
You know, when I looked a while ago, and I think it was 13 cars in A-Gas, and that's a couple days in. They could be a couple more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Never know. You know, we got a couple more Willis, three more Willis that's in the making out there.
Right.
That's going to A-Gas.
A-Gas.
You know, so.
Gonna have a big field of them coming.
So A-Gas is gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough. You know, there's some different combinations coming also. You know, we've got a small block Ford coming out of Alabama.
Okay.
Bennett Racing Engines doing it. So you know, I mean, it could be a real threat.
Right.
But A-Gas was good. It was it came down to the finals with Leslie and Kenneth, and Leslie, I don't know what happened. The car kind of stumbled a little bit on the line, but it was, I think, 8/10 thousandths or something at the at the end. You know, I mean, it was
that's
very close.
That's really,
you know,
close.
A bumper. They neither one knew who won.
Really?
You know,
okay.
So it was very
close.
You know, so like I say, you know, I mean, Leslie's a little quicker than Kenneth, but Kenneth still got the win.
Yep.
You know, but
that's why you don't race on paper.
That's it. That's it. And then, but it was good. It was a really good race. The track was good all day. They kept the track. It did seem at one time it got a little loose on the top end,
mm-hmm.
But then you'd see somebody like Quain go down through there with his car and go straight.
Right.
So you don't know if it's the track or if it's set up on the car or
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know. So And Kenneth's going straight.
Yeah.
You know, when you, if those two cars are going straight, you know, it's the track's probably pretty good.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so. But it was really good. Amy and Steven, they did a good job. They did a good job with the track. Steven was on it. You know, I mean, he talked with his guys about the ball spots and stuff. We had a little issue with the ball spots and the gold dust. You know, some of the tracks that we're not normally, that we don't normally go to, it takes a little bit for them to get figured out what to do with it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, so.
You said gold dust?
It's a resin.
Oh, okay.
It's a resin.
Okay.
They don't show it on mm-hmm. on like NHRA or whatever, but they put resin on the track during pro stock.
Okay. I did not realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they do that there. Stick cars, they leave and it causes ball spots. It rolls the rubber off the track.
Okay. Okay.
You know, so what we see is like H gas, super stock. C gas, you have a few cars that burn through or do dry hops that really help that in C gas, but H gas and super stock, they don't really burn through.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, Todd Odens is a good one. He burns through.
Right.
And sometimes he'll do a dry hop, but what that does is lays the rubber back down and those ball spots.
Understood.
You get
okay.
into B gas, you have a few more that burn through.
Mm-hmm.
You get into A gas, and almost everybody burns through.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you can just watch the track as the A gas cars, you know, it just starts filling back in.
Okay.
It gets better again.
I never really thought. I mean, I didn't realize that. Yeah, that's
so
interesting.
But. We're going to Shadyside. Shadyside, the guys down there, they know what to do to the track.
You know,
you don't worry about the track at Shadyside.
They've been worrying about the track. They have made some massive improvements.
Have,
I saw some pictures just that you sent me. I'd seen them earlier today too. Shadyside's got it going on for this coming up race.
And that's just, I guess you could say, phase one. They've got a lot of plans.
Okay.
They've got a lot of plans to do. The facility is going to be a whole lot different within the next 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Of what's going on there, but the seating is going to be great,
massively improved, up higher, right up on the track. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be great.
From what I understand, I haven't been down there, but from what I understand, the first seat, row one, you're looking right over into the track.
Right into the track. That's what I saw too, just from the pictures that I saw.
So it's Shadyside is going to be probably our biggest that we've ever had.
I think so.
You know, I mean, if the weather holds out and stuff,
yeah.
we'll break records at Shadyside.
Makes sense.
I've had more people calling me, texting me, PMing me about Shadyside than I've ever had.
Yeah.
You know, so I think Shadyside's going to be really good. The parking is changing down there because of the fencing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've had to do a lot of stuff to get in compliance with the IHRA stuff.
Okay, understood.
You know, so some of the fencing has changed. It's moved back a little bit, so that's going to change some of the parking on the lower level. The camping is changing. Spectators, campers,
mm-hmm.
They're going to be down around the creek.
Okay.
Below the staging area and behind the tower.
Okay,
there's going to be a lot more campers down there.
That makes sense.
So they'll put more racers on the... there'll still be a few on the lower level,
mm-hmm.
but then they'll put the second and the third level will be where a lot of the, most of the drag racers are at.
Gotcha. That's good. I mean, that's, you know, you can, as a spectator, you're going to come right into them, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to work out good.
Yeah. So they're going to have a shuttle bus bringing people in and everything. So.
I saw some people having some compliments on that that was going to be really nice for them to be able mm-hmm. to ride that shuttle bus in.
Yeah.
It is a big walk.
Yeah, they're supposed to be putting out a news report or something today about some of the changes and
okay.
stuff, but I haven't saw it yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
It's come out yet, they're not. I think Seth and Zach and some of them was going to do that today.
Gotcha.
But that'll be out. We'll be sharing it and everything. So
for sure.
So, but Shadyside's going to be really, really good. I think we can just get good weather down there. It's going to be good.
That'll be really good.
You know, we got some of the other tracks that's saying that they're going to break that record, but they got to think about, we're going to be breaking that record until we get to them.
Get there, the record's going to increase.
Yeah, but I wanted to go over some of what our tech crew, and we had talked about this on here several times over the off season here about how our tech was stepping up.
Yep.
And that they were going to be looking at things that probably hadn't been looked at in a long time. And really, if you look at it, this is the first time in the history of Southeast Gassers that we've really had a true tech team,
right,
or tech department.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people in tech that were wearing other hats, mm-hmm. doing other things, myself included, you know, not being able to look at things like they ought to have been looked at.
Right.
And so Sammy, John, and Chris, they've took it to another level. And there was some learning experiences this past weekend. Some things, you know, could have been done differently,
mm-hmm.
but we all learned from it.
Yep.
You know, and racers and tech alike.
Of course.
You know, so you know, we'll go on and grow from that. And but the main thing is read and understand the rules.
Right.
You know, they're there. Some of the rules that were kind of caused some issues this weekend are rules that's been there for 2 or 3 years. They're rules that I put into play
right.
In 21 or 22. So, you know,
and with the revamping of the rule book itself, they're as easy as ever to find as well.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, so just like the height rule, for instance, you know, it's 3 inches in front of the rear tire and 3 inches behind the front tire.
Gotcha.
You know, so, and is there's a difference for different wheelbase cars. But you know, that's nothing new. You
mm-hmm.
know, I mean, it's been there, you know. And I applaud them for doing what they've done. You know,
yeah.
they did. They've really worked hard on the rules. They have read the rules. They have studied the rules. And now they're applying the rules.
Yep.
You know, so.
And you got to have that. Like, for you guys to go into kind of this next level, you got to
yes.
make sure the competition
yes.
is even, it's level, it's mm. fair.
Well,
you know.
You know, I mean, if you're pulling up, you know, you're pulling up the stage, you want to know that this guy over here's got the same rules that you got.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And that's, you know, we want to make sure that all.
Because there's it. And like on top of that, you guys as the race director, the whole team, Southeast Gassers team, take so much time to make sure that everybody's kind of on an even playing ground inside mm-hmm. each class. That, you know, if you don't follow those rules, it, you know, it negates all that time.
And. You know, I mean, if you look at it, it's amazing what a job Quain has done,
mm-hmm.
you know, with help from some others.
Of course.
On getting this as level as it is, you
yep.
know, I mean, when you got a small block Ford and a big block Chevy or you know, or fuel injected or carbureted,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they go out there and they run neck and neck,
yep.
you know, I mean, all the way down the track, heads up first to the finish line.
Yeah.
Heads up wide open to the finish line.
Right.
You know, there's no, you know, I mean, there's no pedaling.
Right.
You know, and so that's what we pride ourselves on, is keeping what Quain has put in place here
yep.
the way it is.
Right.
You know, and now we're just stepping up to the next level. A lot of what they're looking at is the period correctness,
mm-hmm.
you know, which had been kind of let go a little bit.
Right.
You know, from my part, when I was tech too, you know, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of times, you know, you just don't even want to fool with it. So I'm not going to say nothing about that tack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you've already told
them
twice. Well, I
started it. Yeah, well, I start the rigmarole,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know.
But they're doing it. These certified certification stickers that they've come up with are great. And a lot of what they're looking at is period correctness.
Gotcha.
You know, doing just that's in the rules and been there.
Right.
You know, that's just not been paid attention to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm just going to go over a couple of things here or quite a few things. And that's something that they're doing. They're giving me a report after every race of what went on.
Perfect.
So they had 16 full inspections performed, 8 stickers awarded. Not saying that those other 8 cars were illegal. It was just something minor. Maybe, you know, a fitting not painted, a drive shaft not painted.
Wrong tack.
Yeah, wrong tack or something
like that.
That.
Yeah.
So when they get that, whenever they get that, they've got a race or two to take care of that.
Gotcha.
They'll get their sticker.
Okay.
They've got a list that they check off.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, I think they're doing a great job with it, and it's going to make us better. It's going to make all of us better.
It sounds like they're... It's really official, too. You know, I mean, they've yeah. got a list. It's all tracked.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can see each step of the process. That's You got to have it. Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, and it's a pride thing if you get that sticker.
I was literally just about to say that. There's going to be people that pride themselves on, I got it the first time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And they were telling me, you know, I mean, they were telling me about the cars that they were impressed with, at how good they were the first time.
Gotcha. Right.
You know, I mean, that, you know, and that's really good. You know, that tells you that these guys are reading the rules. They're looking at the rules.
And they care.
And they're doing, yeah, that's it.
They care.
That's it. That's it. So, 8 stickers awarded, 8 PNGs taken, 2 world record setting inspections. You know, we talked about the two records that was broke here.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is those cars had to be PNG'd, which that's where you check the cubic inch.
Okay, gotcha.
That's the tube that checks cubic inch. You know, you multiply each cylinder to come up with their a cubic inch.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, that's something that's used in a lot of different styles of racing.
Okay.
You know. 13 fuel samples for oxygen and gravity checked, 4 race winner post inspection that include PNG and fuel samples, thermal imaging detection. We've got thermal cameras.
Okay. And that is checking.
What do you think? What's cold that shouldn't be in a race car?
Nitrous.
There you go.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
I feel like I should have caught that faster. But it's okay.
Well, I And ride heights, over 30 random ride heights were taken. 1 DQ, 2 loss of points for scale passes.
Meaning they went past this, they didn't go way in when they were supposed to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they passed the scale.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You know, when they should have, yep. Shouldn't have. Many minor period correct issues noted for correction. And so, you know, I mean, that's going back to where I was talking about, you know, I mean, that's some of the things that they will correct and get their sticker.
Get their sticker, yeah.
You know. And we had some things that it's kind of disturbing to me that they were found on some cars, which I know these guys know they shouldn't have had them.
Okay.
We had 3 timing retards that were identified, and you know, I mean, I think these guys know better than that, you know.
And
but there's no telling
under,
how long they've been there.
And this falls under the no electronics rule.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. You're allowed a 6 AL with a rev limiter.
Yep, that's it. You gotcha.
Know? So, you know, I mean, it's. But you know, I mean, they'll take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll go on from there. We had one ride height violation and a slip indicator. That's where it says that you can't have a stripe on your wheel and your tire.
I didn't know that was a rule.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that Quain took out a couple years back, I guess. Started a couple years back, and it got a little more enforced last year, but not totally. And people were doing different things with it. You know, this one was a bottle cap around the air inlet on the rear tire.
Really?
Yeah.
Clever.
But anyway, it was probably known better.
Mm-hmm.
But and then we had one race variance was approved with corrections to be completed before the next race.
Okay.
And that is on the time and retards. They got to be off the car.
Had to be gone.
Have to be off the car. And then we had a couple other little things, you know, that were caught that, you know, that they've got, that some of the things that you can't get right now, you know, I mean, it takes a few weeks to get some of this stuff.
Right.
But so they're going to give a few people a few races. We had a new car. It had a wrong carburetor on it, you know, just some things like that, you know, that's just not easy to get right now.
Makes sense,
But, you know, if it's not something that's going to be a real performance deal, you know, I mean, they're going to work with you.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Sorry, this slip indicator is on my mind. So why is that a rule? Like, what's
It's a driver aid, is the way Quain put it. Okay. It's a driver aid. You know, you should be able to feel the seat of your pants if your car's spinning.
Okay.
You know, not the video that there was no need for it in 67 other than you know. But, you know, everybody didn't have a camera in 67.
Right.
You know, to put a stripe on your tire and see if it's spinning, to go back to the pits and look how you were spinning right here.
Okay.
So,
All right.
I mean, it's kind of like the shift light. No shift light. At one time, Quain allowed shift lights. Then he took them away.
Mm-hmm.
Driver aid. Also, no brake pressure gauges.
Okay.
You know. So, you know, it's something that Quain took away a couple
of I like learning these things, yeah, because that was really on my mind. You said that, and I thought, why? It's okay. Yeah. I mean, always falls back on that, right? It's what was available in 67, right? Anything 67 and back, and that's kind of the default, right? If there's something, most of the time with something like that.
Yeah, and you go back to the shift light, some people are probably pretty good at using the shift light, you know, but some people, you know, missed it there too.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, it's more the seat of your pants, listening to your engine, knowing when to pull, you know, or whatever, you know. So that's one of the things Quain took out a few years ago. But then he and I were talking the other day, you know, race packs are legal to use in testing, but they're not legal to use on Friday in our testing tune or Saturday.
Okay.
They have to be off the car. Okay. They can't be in the car. They can't be, you know.
So the sensors can still be mounted, but the box has to be gone.
Sensors have to be gone.
Everything has to be gone.
Well, we allow one sensor
in
the clutch area because it's so hard to get to.
Okay, gotcha.
And so the rest of them has to be gone. You can keep your harness, but it has to be hidden.
Okay. I didn't know that either. That's it. I'm wondering all kinds of stuff this week, guys.
But... But that's just like Quain was telling me the other day. He was running with a race pack on his car testing the other day, and he was talking about how far he was missing his shifts. You know, with the race pack, is showing him that. But he said it's hard to shift when you're having to drive like you are.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so,
of course.
You know,
yeah, it would
so,
be.
Yeah, it's hard to think about that when you're trying to make sure you don't. Hit the
It is really interesting to think about being able to do that, to be able to say, okay, I'm going to go to the race, I'm going to do this stuff, now I'm going to go look at my race pack, and I can see that. And you go, dang, I wish I could get it this a little bit more or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm missing it by this much. Yeah, but, very interesting.
You know, Quain and Mitch and some of those guys, you know, I mean, they've got so much experience with race packs through the pro mod and everything, you know, they know how to do them. I mean, not just them either, you know, I mean, you got guys out there that's got a lot of experience with that stuff. Larry Cummins, Ben Christopher, Ben's got a big background in racing and stuff too, you know, so those guys know what to do to make it, you know, if they put a race pack on their car, they know what to do to make it better and stuff, you know, so that's... that's an aid that they can have away from our race.
Right.
You know, just like when they had that Thursday night testing tune, they could have used them then.
All under race packs.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I think Quain did. But on Friday, he couldn't have it. But we didn't get to do anything on Friday anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's all good stuff. You know, I mean, it's, you know, you look at it and you look at, say, you're out there in an H-gas car, you know, and compared to an A-gas car, you know, you're out there and you're running, you know, 750s or 7 whatever, you know, in a H-gas car, you know, but you're out there and, you know, you're banging gears and you're on a leisurely ride almost compared to an A-gas car.
Right, yeah, it's, you know, violent.
Yeah.
I mean, just you just watch the videos Leslie puts up in cars, everybody puts up in, it's violent. An A-gas car is radical, so I don't know if some... Yes. If you're sitting in the stands, you see it, but until you watch those in cars, you don't really see how physical it is.
I don't know if they might be one in Rob Walden's car from this past race, but it would be a good one.
Yeah.
Because it was, I'm sure it was a hairy ride down there at the end of the track.
Yeah. I hope if there was one, I hope he posted it somewhere so the world can
but
see it.
But it was, and he may have. I've saw him post some stuff before, but it was a ride.
Yeah.
Quain's car, there's been some good videos come out of Quain's car too.
Yeah.
You know, so Ben Christopher, I've seen some good videos out of Ben's car. So, you know, it's a different world in AGAS.
Yeah, it is.
And
yeah.
Quain and I were talking the other day about what he sees in AGAS right now is kind of like what he saw in the growth of ProMod.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I can definitely see that parallel.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you think about how fast these cars are going. You know, not compared to ProMod, but I remember watching Scotty Cannon run 5.0. Mm-hmm. First time I ever saw anybody run 5.0.
Yeah, and you thought it was a rocket ship. Yeah. You thought he had strapped himself on a rocket.
And then it wasn't, but a few weeks later, I saw him run 4.75. This was at Farmington, you know. So, you know, I mean, it's not been that many years ago that pro stocks were much faster. I mean, pro mods weren't that much faster than what these cars are.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the changes in pro mod in the past, let's call it 25 years, it's radical.
The last 5 months.
Well, that's true too. Yeah, that is very true.
Yeah, for the big boys, they've really went fast in the last few months. Anyway, let me talk a little bit. We had Harbin's Mechanical at the Rumble in Ringo,
mm-hmm.
but we just brought on a new sponsor. I want to mention them because they haven't been mentioned much. Is QuickTime Performance. They do stainless steel exhaust systems for late model cars, new cars, mm-hmm. Challengers, Chargers, Mustangs, Camaros. I think you probably do some for other things too, trucks, mm-hmm. Silverados, you know, things like that also.
Right.
But cutouts, remote control cutouts and things. So that's a new sponsor coming on. They actually, the owner of them is coming racing with us.
Yeah, he said that.
He is the one that is...
he got that gasser bug, man. I told
that's
you.
Right.
It's real.
That's exactly right. He has purchased the 63 split wind, the old frequent flyer car.
Gotcha.
So
that'll be cool. That's good. That car's going to stay in it.
It is. It is very good. Very good to see that. But, go back to our Summit, G-Force Transmissions, Molly, Moser, One-Way Technology. Robin's Repairables has been on board with us for several years now for both races at Shadyside, and they actually help Leslie. They help sponsor Leslie's car, and also I saw Robin's Repairables on Ben Christopher's car, I think, this weekend. So they're helping Ben some.
Good.
And Ram Clutch, Don Baskin's Truck Sales.
I need to call Ram Clutches. for a Galaxy Clutch. It's getting near.
Well, it's all in burnouts.
Yeah, right.
Mickey
That's
Thompson
just the engine
Tire.
Smoking, Randy. That's not burnouts.
Okay. Mickey Thompson Tire.
Okay. Yeah.
Mickey Thompson is they're on board with us. And PowerTube TV. I don't know if anybody saw our 360 video that came out this week. It's going to be amazing.
That's cool.
There's a really, really good video out that if you go to Southeast Gassers Facebook site, you can see it. It's showing doing burnouts and then backing the cars up, the backup girl backing up with the car and everything.
That's cool.
And there's going to be some really cool 360 shots in this deal.
Nice.
And our first one should be out in a few weeks. We're not exactly sure. They're editing it right now. So it's going to be some good stuff, Power2TV is. And, of course, Dylan Horton, DH Media, he always does an absolutely fabulous job.
Matt Hagen respond to one of his posts the other day and talk about how much he liked it. And that's just super cool. Good for Dylan. That's awesome.
Yeah, Matt, and I think that's happened other times also.
Okay. Yeah. I saw that. I think this was just a couple days ago. This is the one I saw. And that's super cool.
I'll just tell you, when we were at PRI, we were there talking to Matt Hagen and Leah Pruitt, and Tony was there. He was talking to someone else at that time. And we ended up talking about Southeast Gassers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Matt got the girl's attention that was sitting over next to him and said, "Hey, these guys are from Southeast Gassers." She jumped up, ran over, and she was so excited talking about Dylan's videos.
That's awesome.
And come to find out, she's his publicist.
Oh, cool. Gotcha.
And she told me there that she would be coming to see one of our races live. So
great.
So we hope that happens. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on with Southeast Gassers.
I saw probably more promotion on social media on the different pages and stuff, and maybe it's just because I'm more ingrained with it than I was in the past, but I feel like over this past race, I saw more and more people just talking about it, posting, people putting on their stories, a schedule, talking about Dylan's videos or PowerTube and different stuff, and that's what it's about.
You got to get the exposure.
Got to have it.
Got to get the exposure. Get the word out there. Southeast Gassers gear. Always, you can go to southeastgassersgear.com. Make your order there. Steven will take care of you. He'll really take care of you.
They make good stuff. They do great posters, good hats, good shirts.
These posters are great.
Randy brought me one from the last race. I didn't bring it in here. Yeah. It's in the other part of the shop. But
It had the Joker on it, and then you've got the new one coming up. It's got Gabe on it for Shady Side. It's got Gabe's A model on it, and it's really nice too.
Yep.
But he's got those, you know. I mean, he's got probably still may have complete sets from last year, which would have these in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always give them a look and support them. Go to our YouTube site, like, subscribe.
Do all the things.
Shift points the same way.
Yep, same for us. Yeah, definitely. If you guys have enjoyed this, definitely hit the subscribe button. We try and put one out after every race, and I don't think there's anywhere you're going to get any more detail than what you do right here. Yeah. You have the race director right here in the seat in front of you. You're not going to get any more information.
We've got Larice Motorsports Insurance. They don't do just race cars either. You know, I mean, they'll do your complete setup, your motorhome, your race car, your hauler.
That's great.
Everything, and they got on track, off track. They even insure your car on the track, which that's unheard of.
Unheard of. Absolutely unheard of.
So, I mean, you know, it's and from what I understand, it's reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, I know some of the guys have reached out to them. We've got Mortgage Options, which is one of our lane sponsors. They came on board with us. And the Quick Times Performance is the other lane sponsor.
Yep.
So we've picked up some really good sponsors to help us out here along the way. And
so give me the dates on Shady Side, Randy.
12th and 13th.
The 12th and 13th. So I couldn't remember what day today was. Yep. Today's the 2nd. Yep. So 12th and 13th is coming up. Like you said, Shady Side has been making some big improvements down there to better that experience down there. And I think it's going to be a heck of a race.
Oh, it will be. It will be. The Buffs always do a great job down there. You don't have to worry about the track. They've got EMTs now on site.
Good.
I mean, they've had that always, but now they've stepped up and they've hired some EMTs to be there. Security, they'll be undercover probably. You may not see them, but they'll be there. You know, you may see some uniformed also,
right.
But yeah, it's Shady Side's doing some really good stuff this year. Go to Shady Side's sites and look at
these.
Yeah, they've got a big race coming up Memorial Day weekend. There's going to be a lot of heavy hitters,
big names
down there, big names coming in.
King of the South, I think is what they're calling it.
I think it's what it is.
I don't want to call it the wrong thing, but I'm pretty certain it's the King of the South events coming up down there at Shady Side.
I think Lenny told me yesterday 200 cars.
Gosh.
200 cars.
I didn't realize it was that many.
Yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to be real big. I'm not sure. I don't want to call off any names of who's going to be there and stuff because I don't want to get it wrong. But go look it up. It's going to be a good deal. Support your local drag strips.
Do it.
That's what makes us able to do what we love.
Exactly.
You know, it's
me and Randy don't have anything to talk about. If you guys don't go support your local drag strips, period.
There will be no podcast
talking about drag racing.
That's right.
If those tracks aren't there anymore, and if you're in our area, we're here in Marshall, North Carolina, Weaverville, North Carolina, we've got some of the best tracks.
We do.
Within just a few, you know, in 3 hours, you look at that radius of tracks we have around us. It's really spectacular.
We'll be going to, of course, our race after Shelby is Xenia, Ohio, Kilcare. Kilcoy Raceway, and it's a really good one too. You know, I know it's a long ways for some of the local guys to drive, but we've got Knoxville. Knoxville's 2 hours.
Yep, exactly. You know,
and it's a really great place to go. West yes. Clapp. We'll be going to Union, South Carolina this year. Tony Brown's track down there. And then London, Kentucky, which is just right up 75 above Knoxville.
Right.
You know, Craig Boone's track. So it's a really good place. We'll be going back to Mooresville this year. Really looking forward to that. I mean, you know, I've probably been to Mooresville more than any one racetrack that I've ever been to in my life.
I want to try my best to be there for that one. If I can, because I've never got to see a race at Mooresville. I'd love to.
My brother raced there, my nephew raced there, and my great nephew. So Bucky, his son and his grandson. So we're looking forward to going back to Mooresville. And then we go to Knoxville, Tennessee, then Gulfport, Mississippi, and that's cruising the coast down there that week of that. So that'll be a big one. And then we finish out the year at Shadyside. So it's just, you know, I mean, just like I say, when we came in here the last time, it don't seem like no time that we were at Shadyside finishing up last year. It'll be no time we'll be finishing up Shadyside this year, you know.
Yeah, so this year is already screaming through, man. It's already the beginning of April somehow.
So there's
a lot of good things coming for the Southeast Gassers this year. A lot of heavy hitters out there, and it's going to be, you guys kicked it off really well down there in Georgia, and it's just going to keep on going from here.
I think so. I think it's going to, you know, we're going to new levels. You know, we're going to take what Quain has started and take it on and go from there. You know, it just amazes me. You know, we were invited to Charlotte Motor Speedway by Ray Everham this weekend to put some cars on display.
I didn't realize it was through Ray. That's awesome. Yeah.
And so
I say Ray like I know him, but you know what I mean.
Well, Ray is a big supporter of us.
Excellent. That doesn't surprise me. I didn't know that, but yeah. Him being so ingrained in the history of motorsports and stuff like that is really.
Was it Americana?
Yeah, Americana. He had the TV show there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he has the show. The car show in the fall.
Okay.
There's several of our guys went, and that's the first time that several of our guys have went there for that. And so he's been to some of our races also.
Right.
So he invited us down for that. On the way out here, I got a call about doing an interview on stage down there for the Southeast Gassers.
Awesome.
So I got to pick a time for that. I noticed before we got started here that they had sent me a schedule. But, you know, things are picking up. You
perfect.
Know, I mean,
like I said, you got to get in front of those people. That's what matters, and you guys are doing it.
Lee Craft, Monday Morning Racer. Mm-hmm. You know, always watch him. He's getting
some drivers on there and all that stuff too. He was down there at the race.
Yeah, Lee is a big supporter of Southeast Gassers. And then also Drag and Drive.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mike Knox.
Drag Drive Repeat.
Yeah.
I saw those guys as well. Yeah.
Mike was at the race.
Okay.
He was on the line with me all day.
Okay.
So that, you know, I mean, those guys are supporting us. He is actually going to be the host of our TV show on Power 2.
Oh, cool. Gotcha.
Yeah. And but all my guys, you know, thank everybody, all the guys that work for Southeast Gassers, my crew. You know, I mean, my team, they did a great job this weekend. David Lancaster in the tower, he's back for his first race. He wasn't there last year, but he's back, did a great job. Of course, Angela and Bonnie in the tower, they always do a great job. My tech team, which I've already mentioned. We got Renee Lynn. She's a media lady. She takes care of all of our media and stuff. She does a great job with that. Tom White, he's our logistics.
I like Tom.
Tom's something else, but he does our he gets our scales to the track. He gets our scooters to the track. He's our logistics coordinator.
There you go. I like that. Yeah. Put that on a t-shirt for him.
Yeah. Tara helps us out. Tara's behind the scenes helping us out a lot and stuff. You know, I appreciate all she does. Keep me straight.
Yeah. That's a big job.
I'm sure. But you know, I mean, it's just all good. You know, we Dylan Horton. You know, I mean, I mentioned him earlier. You know, Dylan does a great job. And we had Hollywood this weekend. Jeff Madden. He's going to be on board with us every race. He gets the car started in the water box, and he does a good job at that. He's there to help us in any way. So Jeff, we actually basically made a deal today that he's going to come to all the races.
Awesome.
And
great.
Do that for us. So. Hopefully I'm not missing anyone.
If you do, we'll hopefully they'll understand.
Yeah, but we had a good race, you know, good race. Our first race, we've got the first one under our belt. I was amazingly nervous, but made some mistakes, but we'll grow from them and go forward from that. We had Wayne Swafford helping Rich, and I was about to forget Rich, my Parker, my FPA, my foreign parking attendant.
That's true, yeah. That would have been bad.
Yeah, it would have been real bad. I knew there was somebody. That's why I kept saying that. Yeah. There's somebody I'm missing. But Rich also, he parks the cars, does a fabulous job, parks all the haulers and everything, gets them in line and stuff. And but then he also works in the staging lanes.
Right.
And Wayne Swafford was there this weekend, so he helped out some with that. And so I'm sure he'll be at Shadyside helping us out.
Perfect.
So it's all good.
Yeah. I'm just glad to hear it. I'm glad, like I said, it's like you said, just to get that first one going, get that notched off, and now just going to keep on rolling. So
we got Mary Beth, and that helps keep all the backup girls.
Yes.
And keeps everything going there too, you know. And I appreciate all of our backup girls, but Mary Beth just kind of, you know, she's kind of coordinates everything, makes sure everything's where it needs to be and stuff. And and Nick, her son, he runs the ladder sheets for me.
Oh, okay, right.
So, and he got the Reba and the girls that do Victory Lane. So we appreciate all they do.
It's a good group of people.
It is. It's a great group of people.
All good?
We're good.
Perfect.
We've rambled on.
No,
here.
We appreciate you coming in. As always, thanks for letting us be a part of this. I enjoy it. And like I said, I've learned something every time. So that's what I enjoy about it the most, probably just learning a little bit about all this. And I hope that everybody that's watching is learning something too. So we appreciate you guys very much. If you don't mind, if you enjoyed this conversation, you can find it on YouTube as the main spot, but we also put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere that you listen to your podcast, it should be able to listen to it there. So if you guys want to take us with us on the road, you can do that as well. We appreciate you guys very much. If you don't mind, hit that subscribe button and come back here in a couple weeks, and we'll be back doing this again. Like I said, I don't think there's any place you're going to get any more detail into what happened in the classes and with the people than here on this podcast on Shift Points with the Southeast Gassers and Randy Edmonds.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you guys next time. Thanks so
much.
Thank
you. Thank you.